Is it take three, take two, or take one? We're not really sure anymore, but let's get into this episode.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. The
law. Which way are we going to go?
I'm a real
hustle. Oh, wait, no, you got to do it.
That way.
But this is not the same dance.
I know,
but it's fun to do. Okay, well, I'm going to choose on this. I just think this, it makes me go back to snap music. But then throw it up.
You said that
nigga, you What's up, Star After Show viewers? Unfortunately, we do not have Ivana with us today, but that's okay because we're going to keep it locked and lit for you. First, again, my name is Rocky Harris. You can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV, and I'm here with my lovely host.
Yes, I'm your girl, Shauna O. What's up, y'all? Today's episode was lit. Oh, my goodness, full.
And I'm Jill Monroe. Hey, happy to be here. We got a lot to talk about.
Yes, we do, because it's a lot of sex, money, drugs, just a lot of scandalous.
murder, mayhem.
Okay, people taking people's shine. Just
what?
Yeah, because we do got to get into that. So with the opening of the show, we see Alex getting her photo shoot on, and the girls are kind of on the sidelines feeling a little salty. How would you feel if you guys were Star and Simone?
I mean, I like the way Simone's handling it. I think she would be most like me. I mean, she seems supportive. She's like, Alex doing her thing. We're going to get our stuff together because we already have our stuff tomorrow.
Right.
I like her support. But, honey, you can feel the jealousy coming off of Star.
And yeah.
In one way, it's very unattractive because it's just like, girl, that is your label mate. That is your sister.
Yeah.
But then in another way, you're like, I kind of get it because I can see how they're trying to, like, promote discord amongst the group, basically.
And it's fair enough because Alex does feel weird about it, but I feel like Star wasn't really listening to Simone because Simone was trying to tell her about how she still has issues with Otis.
Right.
And Star was kind of blocking out what she was saying, which I feel like Carlotta did that a lot in this episode.
To Cotton.
So, yeah, absolutely. So, but Jill, how did you feel?
I am somewhere in the middle. I appreciate Simone, and I'm like that, hey, support,
right,
girl power. But I feel Star in the point of, okay, at this point, we're supposed to be working as a group.
Mm-hmm.
We have been on shaky terms. We've fallen in and out of the tour situation. So needs to be a little focus on us. And
right,
we'll get to the moment, one of the moments of the episode soon. But, you know, I'm just going to say it. I wasn't that mad at Star for hitting that stage. Do you know? Because their opportunity was taken away because of Alex's individual thing. So,
I feel the exact same way. But we do get to move forward to the hospital where we see Carlotta and her baby mama, Keisha. And they're discussing the boy because we saw in the last episode that he had a seizure. And we don't know exactly what's going on until later on in the episode. And Keisha's kind of hasn't been giving Cotton like a good moment to really take this all in. Because this is a new experience for Cotton as well. Like, this isn't something that she knew was going to happen. And she also thought that the baby mom was going to tell her or tell the boy that she is a transgender woman. And so,
or at least accept her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, all of her, to me, her attitude is just so new. Like,
yeah,
I thought you, I mean, maybe before she was in shock, but now she's really being rude.
She's
being very specifically
biased
towards Cotton.
Prejudice.
And then not even putting, prejudice. And then not even putting her son first. Because for
okay,
me as a parent, baby, I don't care who is trying to give it. It could be from Timbuktu. We flying out, fly you out and get it done. So I don't understand why she's like prioritizing like that.
Right.
And beyond that, it's as if there aren't tests. Like the things that you're supposedly worried about or that you're being all,
exactly,
you know, bigoted about, there's a test. If there's anything for anybody. So your child's safety, well-being, you know, development is way more important than all the stuff you're talking about.
And you know what's crazy is for a long time, I don't know if this is still the same way or if it's different from versus the Midwest and the West Coast, but gay men were not able to give blood.
It was like,
yeah,
that all over because of that law. And, I mean, it's going through changes and things like that. I feel like there's a screening process in place.
Right.
For everyone. So all of those things at this point, I mean, if it's based on who you think more likely would have it at the rate that HIV is tearing through the Black community,
right,
especially for Black women, especially in that area, Keisha, if she was a hoe like Cotton said, might want to be worried about her own self.
Right.
But
that
know,
was weird for me, though.
Your own.
Yeah, because, and then, just going to jump into the middle of the episode, when she said, when Cotton said to her, oh, well, you pretty much, like, raped me or like forced it on me. I'm like, wait.
Oh my God. I heard that and I thought really deep about that.
But then later on in the episode, I mean, we'll get to it, but we see, and so Hael, while they're in the hospital, Hael suggests to Carlotta to have Maurice come and pick her up. And she's like, no. And she clearly doesn't want to let him know. Like, she knows T on Maurice. Right. And it's just kind of awkward, which I feel like at this point, though, Carlotta should be an open book to Hael. I feel like they've done each other scandalous for so long that it shouldn't be a problem. So we
feel the opposite. I feel like Hael and Carlotta need to leave each other alone. They do not need to be friends. They've been through these relationships. Everything they go through, Hael is always doing something. And Carlotta needs to learn how to let go. We're so loyal to our man.
And she said it in the last episode. She was like, I've always taken care of somebody. Girl, yes, you are. And it's time for you to hang it up. But you know that about yourself. So why don't you take note of it? It shouldn't take
until season 2. Because self-care can be hard.
That's true.
I feel you. But I feel like she becomes codependent in her own wanting. Like, she finds nourishment when she's caring for other people, when she should just nourish herself.
But, right. You know, that's strong black woman syndrome. She feels like she can do it all. She feels like she cannot be the one who needs the help because she needs the help.
I mean, but maybe, too, it's just the sense of, I got to get something done. Like, I have to turn this over and make a way. Because so far, we talked about it quite a bit. There's been a lot of starting and stopping. Right. And so now, you know, maybe she too is ready for something to actually pop off.
Right. She too is ready for something to pop off. I love that line right there.
So we move on to Ayana in the office with Natalie and Maurice, and she straight up fires them. Like, says, look, you're done. But Maurice is like, the gag is, I could bring in some new talent. And we find out who that talent is, which I feel like Maurice don't really know who he wants to manage at this point.
Maurice just wants a job, security, and a hit. But can we talk about the way that Natalie manipulated him and the wording?
Yes. Okay.
That Natalie chose to use to tell him that he already had an artist in his eyesight.
Well, what phrase are you talking about?
The dark one.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't like that.
They have names. You didn't need to preference her with that at this point. Like,
exactly. And not to say that we're comparing dark with something that's negative, but we know that how that is typically used in society.
And it's been addressed on Star before, because remember in season 1, Alex got pushed out of the shot because they wanted Star or Simone? Either one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a topic that comes up. I don't think that they should shy away from colorism because it's very real in our community. It's very real in the industry. So, I'm not mad that it's brought up. I'm just like, Natalie, you?
Yeah. And we see it going back and forth. I'm not trying to go in on light-skinned people as a fellow light-skinned black person. But I think...
I'm brown.
Oh, are you not brown? Are you not light-skinned?
I think I'm brown.
Okay.
It depends on who you ask. So I consider myself brown, though.
So what would you consider me?
You're light. I'm
just out here being black, y'all. Okay? That's all I'm just trying to be. Just be black and stay alive.
Sun-kissed, baby.
Sun-kissed. We are, but by God. Blessed by the Lord, okay?
Right, which is neither one, like, light or dark, neither one of them, to me, needs to be even addressed. Like, when you say black, or when you say woman, or you say the person's name, like,
all
you
she had
even
to say
to
was
say.
The crane child.
Right. Maybe right.
You
and she said
name.
It. She
right.
said it in the
She
sentence.
Said her name, and she also said the crane daughter, so... You didn't need that extra little
Yeah, because I paid attention to it, too, and I was like, maybe, I don't know. Like, I just don't see why she needed to refer to her in that
way. There was something behind it.
Right.
Do you know? That wasn't just put in there for no reason.
Right. And so, with her, she's suggesting to Maurice that he should manage her. And, I mean, I think Maurice, I personally think that Alex is the most talented all-around artist anyway, because she can produce music, she can write music, she's an eclectic. So I feel like she is, but at the same time, I do understand that they have come together in this industry as a group, and I think it's unfortunate that they're getting pulled in so many different ways.
Right. Can I ask you this? Do you both think that Alex should just say, you know what, I'm not doing anything outside of my group, I don't care if you guys like me. It could get my group more exposure, but oh well. This is how we're going
to
do it.
So, like, if Alex was to say, like, I'm just going to go solo?
No, if Alex was to say, I'm going to turn down this endorsement that you guys are trying to give me personally because I have a group. So, if you don't want to give it to my group, then I won't take it.
Because
it did kind of get them, like, exposure.
I feel like that... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Rocky. But I feel like, one, I don't know if she's in a position to do that, but I would... encourage and maybe have the label encourage too. You need to involve all girls. If you want to, and this, push Alex to the front, have the girls somewhere in the shoot. Do you know what I'm saying? Right. Or somewhere involved. Because they're an early group. They haven't already broken out and we've kind of established things so they can break out on their own. Right. I feel like it's just divisive.
And Maurice tries to convince Alex, and Alex was very like, no, but I have a group. I'm in a group.
But she's doing it, though.
She is, but I don't think it's by her own choosing, whereas Star chose to walk her ass out there and get on the stage.
but I feel like in Star's defense, which, you know, I don't always have.
Right.
For this particular performance where they were scheduled to go on, it was a big thing for them, and they were cut from the performance, and then they were going to finagle, switch it up and have Alex do the solo thing. No, why not?
Yeah,
I agree. I put Star was justified. Alex wasn't there, and even if she did, she's like, oh, she knew she was. Even if she knew you were there, sweetie, you weren't ready to go on stage, so... Is it not Showtime is the best? Like, in Showtime and in show business, the time is now. When the lights come up, you go up.
And that's why you shouldn't be sharing men, even if you passed it along. Because, really, to me, Alex's whole thing, the song thing probably would have bothered her slightly. But the song coupled with the fact that it was Noah, and Noah was Star's boo before, and just... Because to me, really, for them to react that way with such anger, it wasn't as big of a deal to me in this instance, Star singing the song, as the reaction from Carlotta and Alex. Simone. And even Simone, too. I thought that they were a little more angry than I felt they should have been under these particular set of circumstances.
Very unwarranted, I felt. I agree with you. Angry. I felt like they were too mad, number one. And number two, I feel like they were just taking all the experiences and piling them up into one. But they're not taking into consideration, like you said, not anything. And furthermore, that's the exact same way that Alex and Noah, like, came together on that stage with that kiss. And honey, I ain't gonna lie, I was anticipating it could have happened.
Well, my thing is, Simone's been worrying about a whole bunch of other stuff too that we get into later on. Which I'm very happy that she had that moment, by the way. But so we see Star in Maurice's office, and he asks her how she feels about Alex getting all this attention. And he's like, you know, well, so what are you gonna do about it? So he's kind of plotting, like low-key plotting, but we don't see him later on plotting until he sees Star like rehearsing on her own and seeing the time and the effort that she puts into her music versus Alex. And not saying that Alex doesn't put in work, but Star is, from the jump, Star has been like, look, I'm getting this group together. I'm gonna put your own game. I'm gonna meet and finesse the way any way that I can. And people are starting to take notice of that, which I feel like they should have a long time ago, but you know.
Right. I agree.
Yeah. With all that. And so in the end, though, Andy and Angel get slighted because now they are taken off the tour and they're pretty much pissed at this point. So, and Andy, he's just going AWOL this entire episode because now he has to find money to fund his studio sessions, his recordings, and things like that. So he ends up kind of going towards Cassie's route, which we see later on.
Right. That's the part that got me going.
Woo! Yes.
That was a hot, listen, Andy is, you know, he's handsome or whatever. He's really handsome. So I enjoyed that scene. I don't know, like, with the pairings. Do you guys see Andy walking down the street and being like, oh, Cassie, what's your name? Like, do you guys see
Here's the thing, and I don't know if it was on this show I've used this term, but Andy at this point is a hobosexual. That means that you get with people to have a home or to, you know, fund your lifestyle. Hayil is the king hobosexual. Okay. You can look it up. This is a real thing. When they don't have money and they need a place to stay, they adopt women. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I've just never heard that term before. So
my grandma used to say Papa was a Rolling Stone. Now it's hobosexual.
Well, Papa being a Rolling Stone is I just popping out anywhere. Papa probably had a home. With hobosexual, your livelihood depends on how well you put that thing down.
Oh,
you
know what I'm saying? Goodness.
You know so, what?
Listen, I just learned a new word today.
I did too. And
word
I did.
Of the day, hobosexual.
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 Is the more you know.
Hashtag homosexual. You heard it here first on Star. And speaking of something else that you're going to hear is a live read, you guys.
Well, listen, we know that you guys enjoy checking us out every week. We see you in the live chat. You hit us up in our DMs on Instagram and Twitter. Make sure you are carrying that same energy to iTunes. Give us a thumbs up on iTunes. Check us out there. We are there. The shows are every week. If you can't catch the video or you want to check us out when you're on your way to work or school or whatever right. in the daytime.
If you don't want to see us, which you should see us, but if you, just want to listen to us, then you can, you know, plug them earphones in and get it cracking.
And, you know, hit that 5 stars on iTunes. Thumbs up on YouTube. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you. And go.
Bow. And we're back to Cotton and the baby mama Keisha. In the hospital, they find out that they have got to donate blood to little Jaden. And Keisha is having a whole fit because she's like, no, it can't come from you. And she's, and Cotton's like, bitch, that's my son too. Period, point blank.
Put it down, Cotton. You claim your space.
Okay. At the end of the day, you came up into my home, introducing me to this kid, and you let me know that this was my son, so I'm going to do my motherly duties.
Right. Furthermore, you damn near raped me. Which, by the way, can I just make a really quick, I never thought about it, males being raped and things like that, but there is definitely a no factor there. Like, there needs to be consent. And so for her to say, well, you know what, you damn near raped me, I believe Cotton. I don't think Cotton would lie. And it also brings light to the fact that medical decisions and biases and prejudices and things like that really do, like, cause problems. Like, I read a book before about, and this is, like, a little off subject, but it's kind of cool, because the guy, the two couples, like the ones who were having babies, they didn't want a black nurse touching their baby at all. And there was only one black nurse on the floor.
I know what you're talking about.
I was reading that book.
I know. I saw an article.
And it's really interesting how biases can be placed as a priority.
But can we also point out, too, that I'm going to need Cotton to accept some responsibility for her actions, too, because there's a lot of deflecting everywhere. Because when she was mad at Carlotta, what did she say? This is your fault. I was trying. You told me not to come back until I was a man, so I went up there and tried to be a man. That was your choice.
Right. You still have to open up your own fly, bro.
Maybe. Well, see, and this is how I feel about that, is if you're living in a home and you are a gay child and you are struggling with your own identity and you have a mother who is not accepting you, who is shunning you, who is calling you not a man, and all these different things. As we saw in the last episode, homosexuality was a huge topic, especially pertaining to black men and how they deal with it. And we saw Noah's experience and his background of his father coming out and leaving his family for a gay man, and not just living himself the way that Miss Bruce does and Cotton does, not being free, at least how Cotton is today.
Right.
So I think it's very hard to, especially with Cotton has a young black boy who is going to be raised in a world where it's going to be shamed to be gay, to be okay with someone who's gay. And we saw that experience with Noah. So maybe Cotton is afraid that that same thing will happen. Well, really, that same issue did happen to Cotton growing up. And so that was his reaction, where some black boys will be like, well, I don't care. Like, my dad is a heterosexual black man and he doesn't care about anybody being like, you being gay, that's my child. Like, at the end of the day, that's I gave life to this being. So I'm going to support this child no matter what. Whereas there are some black families who will literally kick their child out of the house, never want to speak to them again. They don't feel like that's their son or their daughter, and that's it. Mm-hmm. So with Cotton, I do agree. I agree that Cotton should have explained a little bit more. He shouldn't have just taken that out on her. But at the same time, Carlotta, whatever Carlotta was doing to, and then on top of that, like calling Pastor Harris down to do.
No, I mean, here's the thing. I understand. I'm not saying I don't understand Cotton feeling that way. But what I'm saying is, at that point, you were in your grandmother's house, which you stated, and you were living there. So you weren't under that pressure to be a man at that moment. I'm not saying feeling disappointed because of what your parents said. I just, you didn't have to take that route.
Right.
And
the message was, the delivery was wrong.
Yeah. And again, I know that there is confusion. I understand that her, you know, her mother obviously hurt her very deeply.
Yeah.
But I do feel like there's a lot of aspects to Jaden, probably because of shock, and it was unexpected, that Cotton isn't taking responsibility for.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And they even said that Jaden actually has characteristics like Cotton when she was younger. You know what I mean? And that right there goes to show that epigenetics. Things are passed on not only through DNA, but mm-hmm. through experiences and
absolutely like oppression. Energies,
you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we step into the studio with Carlotta and Noah, and he's still drinking again, but she says to him, and now because Carlotta is now his manager, you need new music. We need you to get here out here popping on the radio. I need you to give me something. He's like, okay, I have this DJ Khaled record. I'm gonna make it work. Carlotta finds a bottle and it's like, okay, you still drinking, which we see later on becomes, I guess, like a...
It's like a catalyst for his,
it
for
is. His
change,
it's
for
like
his
this,
better music.
Yes, it's Popeye's spinach, like I'm, you know, this is what makes me go. And which, not saying that, because, okay, I'm going to say, when you're drunk and when, or if you're an herbal person, when you do get intoxicated, you do kind of tap into a certain part of your mind that you wouldn't otherwise when you were sober. Mm-hmm. Not saying that you should be dependent on it for, you know... creative
endeavors.
Yeah.
Right.
But at the same time, I understand if he's saying, like, you know, I need a little, you know, something to get me juice.
Two.
Yeah. But don't become an alcoholic, Noah.
But he's already an alcoholic.
Right.
That's the thing. So that's why he can't even have a little bit. A
exactly.
little bit can send him into a tailspin.
Exactly.
But this is not new. Many creatives go through this. I mean, like, how many creatives have you heard going to rehab dealing with, like, even Meek Mill just said
Brown.
He had an opioid addiction.
Meek Mill said he had an opioid
addiction? Meek Mill just said he had an opioid
because
addiction.
They, and that's
and
the
it was
issue
causing
with
him problems because he was going to the probation officer
mm-hmm.
and he wasn't able to tell them about his addiction because then they would send him to jail. And then it's like, you're worrying about your drug tests. Things like that are serious in the creative community. So,
yeah,
I mean,
and it's everywhere.
It's very honest
yeah.
of them to talk
it's,
about it.
Especially in LA. And I mean, Atlanta, because Atlanta is a growing market for entertainment. So, I mean, it's really wild. And it sucks because even like, for instance, with cocaine, which is to me not as prevalent in the black community. It is when you are
it is
higher.
Now.
You're right. It is now. But as you get higher in your, you know,
status
of success, you start to see cocaine a lot more often, especially in certain places. It typically was associated with white people. And now everybody's starting to kind of like get into it. But they suggested to
not
a lot of artists.
Free.
You said what?
Not that I was just, I mean, I'm serious, but I was just being facetious. I said, not me, I'm drug free.
Yeah, no, I'm not, I'm drug, I like herbal, but I'm drug free.
Yeah.
You know.
Herbal's not a drug.
It isn't. Thank you, Jill. It's not a drug, but you know, some people, you know, they got to catch up. Yeah. But just to move back to the episode.
It's legal in California.
It is legal
I'd like
California.
To remind you guys of all of these things.
And Colorado and.
Washington, D.C.
There we go. And
Washington.
For all my Missourians who may be watching, it is they're starting to kind of get that progression going in Missouri, too. So the Midwest is starting to open up a little bit more. But
so you think that maybe instead of them just like going to all these hardcore drugs, they would probably facilitate marijuana as a way to help create open creative
look, I'm
going to
say
doors
this.
Or
if you're an addict. Well, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I mean,
Noah's an alcoholic, so I feel like he's prone to any addictions, but at the same time.
I personally don't think that you can be addicted to marijuana. I think that you can, a lifestyle can be a lifestyle so deeply that you've invested so much of your time into it, but there's a difference between a smoker and a pothead. A pothead is somebody who does nothing all day but smoke. They don't have anything that they want out of life. They literally flush all their sorrows into smoking, drinking, whatever it is. That person was that person before they started smoking. I've never in my life hit a blunt and been like, I'm not going to work tomorrow.
Lack of ambition.
Exactly. So that person already has those characteristics in the beginning. Not saying that they can't resort to marijuana or abuse marijuana, because I think everything should be used in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
But alcoholism literally suppresses you of, I can't think of all the appropriate terms.
It's
but
bad for your liver.
It breaks down your brain. Like, marijuana has so many great uses for it. Not saying, again, it's whatever you want. There's topical creams, there's edibles, it's whatever you want to do. But,
so you think he needs to go into some type of a holistic type of healing?
I think he needs to go to church, to be for real. I think Jesus is the best drug that you can have. But
so you think Noah needs to visit the church with Carlotta, basically?
Yes, I do. As many studios as he's stepping into,
you think he's lost. He's searching for something in here.
He's,
and that's why he's using the other things to fill him up.
To fill a void and to get away from all the depression that he's dealing with. Because his one, we just talked about, his dad is obviously something that still hurts him.
Mm-hmm.
He just lost his friend. He's confused with these hurting Star, then hurting Alex.
Then these contracts being pulled out from under him with Alex, his own girl.
Yeah, it's just, Noah's dealing with a lot.
That's
so
a
bit I, yeah, much. And for a long time, I kind of just didn't like him. I started to like him now since when he was going to, the photo shoot that was supposed to go to him, he was like, no, like,
happy
I support you.
Alex.
Yeah,
I
so I'm like, okay, you cute. We'll see how you go.
Well, we found out he really loves her today. okay. I mean, well, we also heard the word love being thrown around three different times this episode. Simone and Angel, which we'll get to, right? Sangel. Anybody who loves Sangel, leave me a heart, please. Hashtag Sangel. And then also we heard Natalie told Maurice, you love Carlotta.
Uh-huh.
Now, that got me because I didn't see the love.
I love her.
You know why she thought that? Because he wasn't just thinking about his job and his career. She knows, look, Ayana just said she was going to fire you, and you're not taking your shot with an artist you think is the one that can take you international because you're worried about Carlotta's feelings. That's why she said love her.
Right. But he did say, you know what? I don't want to hurt her. So it's like he has some type of feelings.
It's the same argument that men make when they cheat. Oh, but I it wasn't nothing. It's nothing about that. It's just sex. Bye. Bye.
Tell him.
I don't want to hear it. And speaking of bye, Derek is going by and leaving his grandmother there because he's like, I can't deal with this anymore. And so they start having a side conversation about there being drug dealers outside of the home. And the grandma says, I can't call the police on them because you know how it is.
Ooh, that was powerful.
It was. Yes.
So honest to the black community. Mm.
Because you think about that. You probably, I don't know if anyone here has ever had any incident or things like that where you may have to call the police and you second guess yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Because
you don't want to tell on your people. And again, it's always a black woman who's sticking up for black men. But I digress. Yeah.
Right. Not only that, though, you not only don't you want to stick up, you want to stick up for your people, but you also don't want to be seen as the snitches.
Well, and that's, well, of course. But you see how quick Derek was like, I mean, why don't y'all call the police?
I thought you were Black Lives Matter.
Okay.
Shout out to Music Man, Russ, and Tamara. They are Sangels with you. They're leaving you hearts.
Thank you so much, Sangel.
For Shauna, they're on Team Sangel.
It's a beautiful thing.
I'm on Team
and
Get
I'm,
Yours.
I'm still with Alex, too. I really believe that them two, like, I mean, Noah himself, he really does love Alex. So
yeah.
I'm down with Nalix. I'm down with Sangel. I'm down with all the ships. I'm glad
Maurice
and
Carlotta. I'm down with Saction. I don't know what Star and Jackson would be.
Yes. Right. Okay. Well, it might be something else.
They did two polls.
We gonna see.
The first poll was Star and Jackson's name, which was Saction. Was it Saction?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm just
Saction.
I'm just trying to put them together in a it was phonetically pleasing way.
Well,
so the poll said Star and Jackson are Staxon, and then the poll also said
Staxon.
Like 98% agreed that Derek needs to move out because Ruby shouldn't have been spending that damn money.
Okay? Well, I think Derek is moving out anyway because I think Quincy's leaving the show. But anyway,
I know. Well,
is it time for news?
Tea and shade.
Not yet.
but so we see Star in the dance room. She's performing, rehearsing her dance moves, and I'm like, and Star's like,
get it, Star, looking like Cassie and me and you or Janet Pleasure Principal. Let's have a throwback moment for a minute.
When she was popping that booty, I was like, she said her booty looking bigger in that outfit.
Yes, okay. I know they checking my page. What? I need that song in my life.
No, really.
I need that song in my life.
It was a motivational, like, okay,
shout
woman's
out to
anthem.
The stalkers. I know you
see
me.
She said, best friend told me to like post it. For the haters and your ex-man, because you know they watch it.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Listen, I know you're watching this right now. Give a thumbs up. Don't worry about it. I can't see it. AfterBuzz,
I'm weak.
Hit us with the thumbs up.
But see, and then they had a Cardi B line talking about Cardi B, and I feel like Cardi B has now become that woman of like, I do what I want, I don't care what you think of me. And even Cardi B in her Through Your Phone, when she has the line saying, how you gonna be messing with bees that follow me,
right?
When I tell you at 12 a.m. I fell out listening to that song, okay, I was like, Cardi, you girl, listen. But anyway, so we see Hael walks in while Star is performing or rehearsing, and he's like, you know,
snaking again.
He's snaking, but everybody, I feel like at this point, everybody's just trying to get a check. Like, it really is like, you know,
like,
what?
Let's convert. I'm tired of being aspiring.
Yeah. And at this point, and we see Maurice in the cut watching her, and he's probably thinking to himself, you know what? Did I choose the right girl? I don't know.
It's never too late.
It isn't, especially, we got all the time.
Mind you, Alex over there trying to be loyal, though. So for the people out there, I love me some Star, but I also want to make note that Alex is trying to be loyal.
Mm-hmm.
While Maurice is calling her saying, don't you want to be solo? She's like, no, that's not how we're doing this. But now Star, her ears perked up.
Yeah, because she feels like bypass. And again, normally I am not for Star and her shenanigans and antics. However, right now, I think Carlotta's distracted. She might have too much on her plate because any other time she would have stood up for the group contingency. And she would have been just as, I know it's not Alex's fault, but come on. Who's going to let your one of your group members, you guys are breaking it, 3 million people live. There's no way they can't push that photo shoot back. There is. They couldn't have done that photo shoot in Atlanta. What, they got to go to Savannah. I mean, right, I just feel like as a manager, Carlotta's slipping because you're allowing, again, other outside influences. And this time it's not penis to tear apart the group. So,
I like what Jill said. I'm sorry. No, I like what Jill said about how she could have just slowly let them on. Like, Star's up there singing. Throw Alex up there to slide walk up there. And then let Simone slide on up there and make it a group thing.
Like, yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I totally agree. I don't think Star, they got into her head. Which I thought it would be so much harder for them to not get in her head. Because I'm like, Star, girl, you know what was going on. And you called them out on what was going on.
She said, don't try to play me.
Exactly.
But you gotta play, baby.
Yeah.
You
play yourself. Well, and she played everybody else because she's more, at the end of the day, like
she
they said.
She wants it.
She does. She does. And I can't fault her for that. Like, Star's like, look, true. I came from nothing.
Yeah.
Alex is like, look, Star's like, girl, you playing. Period. At the end of the day.
Because you could always go back home and be Alex Crane.
Yeah, superstar. And you'll be on, and you'll be good. You will always be good. Star's like, I got to make it.
And then Simone, she's so preoccupied with her situation.
Simone's
just happy-go-lucky going along with
the Simone's just going for the ride, really, at this point.
Right.
But so we see, we're back in the salon, and Carlotta is, Cotton is trying to talk to Carlotta about needing help with Keisha because she feels like Keisha's not listening to her. And what does Carlotta do? Take a phone call because...
Alex.
Because guess who's stuck in Savannah?
Alex.
Of course.
And she's going to be late to the performance, to the concert. So at this point, okay, I feel bad for Alex because it's not her fault that she's getting put into this, but at the same time,
manage it, girl. Manage it better.
Yeah. My thing is, and Simone said it, we have 4 hours. So she has time to get here. So what really... is going
I mean,
on.
It's a live show. I understand the show might not. I mean, there's things from a production and technical side. I understand why it would be quite uncomfortable. Once again, that is why I should feel like they should. Okay, Star, you gonna go in if. If Alex shows up, we're going to slide it in as a group thing and do walk, kick stuff. And
yeah, but then
the
that
day
would,
is saved.
That would also kind of highlight Alex more, though, if she came in third last. But, I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is. But since Alex is stuck in Savannah, someone else is stuck in Cassie's bed, and it is Andy. Okay, ooh, listen. So, he's like, well, he doesn't even ask her for the money. Cassie just suggests, hey, I'm going to give you some money. I know you need some coins, and I know you need to support, you know, you need funding for your studio
session. Here's my thing. He did that just like what, you know, the chicks are doing. You don't ask a guy for money. You just hint around about what your problems are, and any real one is going to say, here you go, baby. So okay, I kind of was like, Andy?
I feel like he wasn't doing it on purpose.
No, I don't think he was, but I'm just saying. You don't know how that goes. You think he was?
I think he was, because that's why he stole the money.
Oh, well, here's the thing. Part two to that is also, I forgot. Remember, the whole thing of why he came back to Cassie to begin with was because he ain't had no funds and he knew she was checking for him.
And she ain't got nobody she's screwing. And he's like, I'm going to be that one.
But I thought, don't she have rich parents? Like,
but remember, they cut him off because he does not have his internship anymore. Okay. And he is pursuing his musical dream.
Right.
So they're like, okay. We're not paying you for that.
Absolutely.
Well, he had to sell the package, the sausage. And so he sold it for some drogas. Man.
And so, I knew it. I was like, oh, you about to get pimped. Watch the oo-wop. Watch for the oo-wop.
And then they got him so bad when he got there calling him Cassie's little bitch. This is what she does, y'all.
You know, it is. Hey. But so we jump to the performance and we see that Alex is still not there. And Noah's like, okay. And Carlotta goes to Noah and says, hey, you're going to have to fill the whole 12 minutes. And Star and Maurice tell Star, you know, that you're going to have to keep that momentum. And Maurice is like, look, use your pain to be your pusher. Right. And so it kind of prompts her to take the stage.
But he doesn't just say use your pain. He says, you always have a shot because you a killer.
Right.
He playing.
Right.
I'm like, why is Maurice so evil with that one? Right. That's like the third time he's called her killer.
Hey.
Well, what you doing, shooter?
And see, we find that out later, too. But so as Noah is performing, we see Star walk onto the stage and take everyone's place. really at that point. Which, okay, and Jill said you had a unique perspective. You said that you are not upset with him, with her doing that.
With Star?
Yeah.
No, I'm not, because I felt like, one, Alex was late. Two, nobody had heard the song before, so they didn't know that it's right. Alex on the song. She can always be back on the song. Or,
yeah,
here's a newsflash, it could be Noah and Take Three, the whole group, and just one person sings this. Like, yeah. It's not like it's that hard to figure out.
Absolutely.
And I just feel like they were cut from the performance at the last minute, you know?
Right. And so
it was bigger than what it needed to be to
right.
me.
I also, I was just going to say, I really felt like the way that they portrayed Noah having this excitement, this nervousness. Like, didn't he say he had a bunch of songs ready?
Well, see, he said,
like,
he felt so
unprepared.
He didn't want to, he didn't want to debut his new songs, which was the issue. And so Carlotta was like, well, you're going to have to get ready. And so as the girls are with Carlotta in the background, mm-hmm. they see, well, as soon as we fast forward past that that incident, as soon as Star walks off the stage after their performance, what does Alex do? A wow! Whop across her face.
Slap that ass.
And money. It's, I mean, I don't, okay. I'm just not here for, I don't know if she deserved that hit, but.
I didn't think she did, but I get it.
Yeah, I get it. I get it too.
There
I get
was
it
some
too.
Jealous. That was more than just you took my moment in the song. You did that song with my man.
Right.
Are you really over my man?
Right.
What are you trying, you know?
Right. I give her props for not hitting back.
Right.
Because Star will throw a phone in your face, honey.
Okay. And so we see Cassie and Andy discussing their arrangement, and Cassie ends up taking a call. Andy ends up stealing $15,000. And I don't think he understands how drug dealing goes, because he's from, you know, a very privileged lifestyle.
Right. Ivy League school. Right. You don't understand you dealing with a real life killer.
Okay. And we didn't know that.
Everybody know. I wrote down with five. Everybody knows. You don't steal from no
drug dealer.
Now here's
my thing. We have known for quite some time that Cassie was about that life.
We just didn't take her seriously.
We didn't know she was.
Shooter.
I didn't know that she was wielding the piece, but
right.
I figured she might make the call and maybe the cousin
goons.
Would show up again. But,
right.
You know, she's a goon too.
Right. So we see Simone and Angel, and they're having an intimate moment, and Simone shares with Angel that she had, you know, she was abused by her stepdad, and he's like, you know what, baby, you ain't gotta say no more. I love you. And so we jump to Maurice and Natalie in bed, and she suggests that he manage Star, but he doesn't want to hurt Carlotta, which we talked about earlier. And so then we jump to at the hospital, and Jaden needs a kidney. Cotton is like, you know what, I can give the kidney, but unfortunately Cotton and the baby mama is not eligible for it. So Hail's like, you know what, we could check me too. And I'm like, baby, your kidneys are probably gone.
Coke-infused
right.
kidneys
But you know what,
such.
This is his second chance. He said it to Carlotta. This is his chance.
Right.
I wrote down here, he's the worst. He cannot be a male figure over there. Fist bumping Jaden. Leave Jaden alone, okay? You are the worst.
But exactly. Clearly Jaden needs that in his life, because he was more open to him than he's been with anyone else in this process. So
absolutely.
It's unfortunate, but
it is,
you know.
Yeah. And so we see Star and Noah, and they're talking about him, you know, still drinking. And I feel like Star and Noah, they still got something going on. Clearly, it's very clear. They
connect. Attraction.
They click in a different way.
Physical. And, I feel like Star
oh, really?
And Noah, that it's sexual chemistry. And
really?
Not that Alex and Noah don't have sexual chemistry, but their music and their
right.
talent and creativity
right.
is a different type of bond. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, speaking to two men.
Like, right.
I mean, speaking to two sides of a man.
Right.
Think,
and
like
so
that,
as
yeah.
soon as he walks out of the doctor's room, he's bombarded with paparazzi, and they're like, are you with the new boo? All this other stuff, like, you know, TMZ style. And he's like, no, because nobody can replace Alex. And so
Star hears that and is not feeling it. I really believe that Star was in that room thinking that that was going to be the moment, because she goes, old habits die hard, right?
Right.
And I thought it was going to be a kiss right there, and I think she thought so too.
So, and just to end it, because we are out of time, long mm-hmm. story short, we do see that Carlotta and Noah, she knows about what's going on. And so, unfortunately, Angel gets papers from the immigration letters saying that he's got to go. And it's pretty much, we don't know what's going to happen. So, please
Ooh,
stick with us. We're going to have an amazing episode next week. Ivana will be back.
Two more episodes left.
Yes. And until next time, my name is Rocky Harris, and you can find me everywhere on social media at Raquel Harris TV.
I'm your girl, Shauna O. You can catch me everywhere at D Shauna O.
I'm Jill Monroe. Hit me up at Stiletto Jill everywhere. Make sure that you, again, are leaving us 5 stars on iTunes, thumbs up on YouTube, and DM me. If you got thoughts, share.
Absolutely. And tell us what you think about Cassie shooting the drug dealer, because Andy's lying about the money. Please tell us what you think.
Andy gonna die. Two more episodes. Andy gonna get taken out. Trust me.
Hopefully, yeah. We'll see.
Wig review next week, y'all. Wig review next week. We see you. We ran out of time.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.